USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden were appealing to voters at campaign events across the Midwest today. More than 80 million Americans have cast ballots in the U.S. presidential election, according to a tally from the U.S. Elections Project at the University of Florida, setting the stage for the highest participation rate in over a century. The Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled that absentee ballots in Minnesota must be received by 8 p.m. on Election Day in order to be counted. This means election workers will not be able to count ballots that are received after Election Day. Instead, they'll be forced to set aside those ballots in case a court later allows them to be counted. U.S. Senator Amy Klobuchar tweeted, "Minnesota, don't put your ballots in the mail anymore. Make sure to vote in person." This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-2468-751. That's 800-2468-751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Trump will hold 14 rallies in the 3 days before Election Day. While jetting through the Midwest today, Trump touted the economic recovery in progress.
We had GDP up 33.1%. That was the biggest increase in the history of our country. And I think we're going to have some other good quarters, very good quarters. And I think next year, if you don't raise taxes like Biden wants to do, he wants to quadruple your tax.
Trump says he is banking on large rallies to carry him across the finish line, hoping the sheer enthusiasm of his supporters will be able to overcome polls that show him trailing Biden in Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and North Carolina, and narrowly leading or neck and neck with the Democratic nominee in Florida, Georgia, and Iowa. Joe Biden, meanwhile, has been less aggressive with his travel, visiting 3 states today. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former Vice President Joe Biden and President Donald Trump moved their battle to the critical region of the Midwest on the final Friday before the election, crossing paths in Wisconsin and Minnesota as Biden moved to expand the electoral map by wooing the blue-collar voters who flocked to Trump in 2016.
Time for us to stand up, take back our democracy. We're so much better than we've been. There is literally not a thing we've ever been unable to do. The only country in the world that's ever come out of every crisis stronger than it went in is the United States of America. And with your help, I promise you, that's what we'll do again.
Trump touched down for his first stop in Waterford Township, Michigan today, tossing red Make America Great Again hats to the crowd hours after the U.S. passed the daily record with more than 88,000 new coronavirus cases on Thursday. But he continued to downplay the fall surge.
We're doing very well with respect to making the turn on the pandemic. We're working very hard on that. Great therapeutics. You saw various articles today, I guess even the fake New York Times, you saw an article, where people that are seriously ill are getting better. It's the first time I've ever heard him say that.
And a quick reminder, daylight saving time ends this weekend. Move your clocks back 1 hour, 2 a.m. Sunday morning. For USA Radio News, I'm Jim Taylor.